everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21, their virtual series. And this is the second one in a series of four and taking place on May 25th. And in this clip, Jean Chatsky, who hosted the event, provided her introduction as well as some comments on some of the most trusted financial resources in the marketplace today. And that would be PayPal, SoFi, Chime, Ally, neobanks and other financial resources like that. And she kind of analyzed them and showed a few commercials that they put out recently and just showing what they're portraying their services to be and kind of contrast or comparing and contrasting with what credit unions are providing. So really interesting stuff here from Jean. So check it out.
Based on the co-op and EY research that we've cited, and pretty much everywhere else you look in the current financial services landscape, the impact of fintechs is clear to see. To understand how fintechs connect with today's financial consumers, it's worth tuning in to how to observe how they actually speak to those consumers. And while I admit it might be early in the show for a commercial break, I do think a quick study of the following commercial spots from PayPal, Ally, and others can show us some of the key ingredients of the fintech approach to financial consumers. So let's begin with this one from PayPal that ran during the lockdown holidays last December. Pretty charming, right? Notice how PayPal helped the dad create a special little moment in his family's life. Now, here are a couple from SoFi and Ally, where they each make a pitch in very different ways to be all-in-one providers, that is, to create primary financial relationships.
If your money is working toward the same goals, why keep it in different places? SoFi is a one-stop shop for your finances, designed to work better together. Spend with SoFi and get cashback rewards that automatically go toward your goals, like investing in stocks, ETFs, and crypto. That's better together. Or pay down your SoFi debt sooner. That's better together. And that's how SoFi is helping millions get their money right.
This is the story of two bills. One is used to things being hard. The other found a smarter way. One does it how it's always been done. The other does it better. So which one is yours? Maximize your savings, invest from anywhere, finance your home for all things money.
Thank you for calling Ally.
I would call that some funny money. Finally, here's one from Chime and another from the investment app Robinhood. It's worth noting that both Chime and Robinhood, yes, Robinhood, showed up in the research as among the most trusted providers.
Don't think you're an investor? We make investments morning, noon, and wait, what time is it exactly? The we make short-term investments, long-term investments. We diversify our interests, realize our gains and losses, and try to keep the big picture in mind. You don't need to become an investor. You were born one. Robinhood.
By the way, it might be worth noting that the ad we just saw from Robinhood ran during the Super Bowl this past February. Meanwhile, next year, the Super Bowl itself will be played in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. So when we consider what we just reviewed, what did we see? And maybe even more importantly, what did we hear? First, in terms of message, we heard a lot of implied contrast with the incumbents. In other words, the old way of doing things. No fees. We hear that repeatedly from Chime. Smarter, new, and better, says Ally. Safer and secure, says PayPal. And from SoFi, Chime, and Robinhood, it's we're better together. Join the millions, and we're all investors. They make it sound like a movement is underway and people are empowered to take charge of their money in ways that they've never done before. Make your money work for you. That idea came across, and Ally made the point very literally, didn't they? Meanwhile, what did we see? Because for most of us, we walk away from commercials like these with an impression based on what the visual story tells us. Right off, we saw a lot of digital technology in every single one. We especially saw mobile devices, where most of the banking activity is shown taking place. It all happens in the palm of your hand, where again, you have total control of the experience. Next, we saw people in everyday life, and not a single person in a bank or a branch. Everyone was at home, on the way to work, or at places of business, especially small businesses. They were even dancing. We saw lots and lots of action and activity with the digital money apps that the fintechs offer, all embedded into those active lifestyles. And finally, the people we saw all represented a diverse cross-section of the population.
Thank you very much, Jean, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.